We've been focusing today on the Republicans and the Democrats, but let's not forget there are some candidates for president who belong to neither party and others who might break away for third-party bids this fall. Day to Day's Alex Cohen reports.
Yes, this could be the year for the first African-American president. This could be the year for the first woman president. But did you know this could also be the year for the first African-American woman president?
The Democrats, no different than their Republican counterparts, feed at the same corporate trough. I am proud to say that the Green Party is my new political home.
Former Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is running for president, though she may face some tough competition for the Green Party nomination from this guy.
I've started an exploratory committee to test the waters.
Yes, Ralph Nader says he might run for president again.
We're getting a lot of support from people who think that the major candidates are ignoring issues like the diversion of huge amounts of taxpayer money into the bloated, wasteful military budget.
And then there's that New York politician who insists he's not running for president.
While a lot of people have urged me to run for president, I am not a candidate. But no matter how many times you ask the question, I'm not a candidate. I don't know why you're asking me this question. I just said I'm not a candidate. Couldn't be clearer. Which of the words do you not understand than that?
Well, Mr. Bloomberg, some folks don't understand why you've been updating your personal website to let people know more about your positions on issues like education, the environment, and fiscal responsibility if you're not running for office. Volunteers across the country are gathering signatures of support from Mayor Bloomberg, and others are doing the same for a certain CNN anchor.
Coming up next, would you believe there's been a lot of talk about me, an independent populist running for president?
Lou Dobbs told the Wall Street Journal that he doesn't have the right personality for politics, but he also added that he can't say he'd never run. And then there's Ron Paul. As his chances of winning the Republican nomination dwindle, Paul may consider running as a third-party choice. But he better act soon, says J. David Gillespie, author of Politics at the Periphery, Third Parties in Two-Party America.
Ron Paul would have his tennis shoes on because the Constitution Party wants to nominate him, and they're already on the ballot in 15 states. And the Libertarian Party, which also has indicated a strong interest, is already on the ballot in 27 states.
Running as an independent candidate, Gillespie says, would make things much trickier.
You have to collect about 250,000 signatures, and it's a bewildering array of different requirements state by state.
Getting onto ballots is tough, but it's doable. And right now, the climate may be just right, says Douglas Schoen, author of the book Declaring Independence, The Beginning and the End of the Two-Party System.
With the Democratic Party deeply divided and the Republican Party equally divided, the land is certainly fertile for a third-party candidate.
Schoen says third-party candidates may not influence election results, but such candidates would force the other contenders to address certain issues.
Issues like Social Security, energy policy, environmental policy. I think those are the sort of things that a third-party candidacy or even the possibility of a third-party candidacy will encourage, and I think that's all to the good.
There is an old saying about third-party campaigns likening them to bees. They may sting at first, but once they do that, they die. But 2008 may just be different, Schoen says. With so many primaries and caucuses held earlier than ever, there's plenty of time for that sting to last a lot longer. Alex Cohen, NPR News.